It was a tropical storm yesterday as it swept through the Gulf of Mexico. It is now a hurricane, Hurricane Alex, the first hurricane of what many experts expect to be a very tough hurricane season. Alex is expected to make landfall within the next 24 hours. Rough seas that are caused by the winds of this hurricane are disrupting the cleanup of the oil spill in the Gulf and also the livelihood of shrimpers and seafood processors who are already having a tough time. Dean Blanchard is a seafood wholesaler on the Louisiana coast. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Celeste.
So what have you heard already about how the hurricane is affecting cleanup efforts there in the water?
Well, pretty much my dock's full. All the cleanup vessels had to come into port. All the barges, everything we had in place to capture it all, everything's been brought into port. Basically, we left unprotected right now.
Well, that brings up two questions. And the first is that for many of these shrimpers and fishermen, the cleanup effort was their source of income right now.
Well, they're still getting paid. BP, BP's putting out an illusion, but they are paying the people, so.
Well, the other question it arises is how much will this set back the timeline of cleaning up the Gulf?
Well, the problem is our pass is open right now, and all is going to get in our estuary. That's the biggest problem we got right now with this weather.
Well, have you heard reports that the hurricane is going to push oil further inland?
Well, all I got to do is look outside my window. The water's high. We're about 2 foot, 2.5 foot over normal right now. And if there's any oil in the water, as soon as daylight comes, I'm going to check my property, see if any oil hit my land, you know.
So you're seeing high waves outside?
Oh, yeah. It's been raining all night. We see the effect of the storm, definitely.
And I mean, I'm sure you've heard the same reports I have that this is expected to be a very tough hurricane season.
Yeah. This is not the one we worried about, the one that's on the west side of us. What we worried about, if one comes across the tip of Florida and shoots across the Gulf of Mexico.
You mean that would really push it straight into the...
Oh, yeah. If you hit something like a Katrina, anything Category 4 or 5 cuts across the Gulf, whether it comes into, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, or Texas, it's going to push enough water that you have all the way up to downtown New Orleans, wow. I would guess.
Dean, give me a reality check here. We heard a report yesterday that on some level the storm might help to disperse the oil. Are you buying that? Is that possible?
I pray for a hurricane every day. Anything that'll clean out the water. That's all I make my living. My living depends on clean water. So, yeah, I'm a hurricane don't bother me at all. I hope a big one passes.
Except that a big one could bring evacuations, which is going to complicate it even further.
Well, I usually stay for the storm, but I'm real self-contained down there in my house. But, the main thing is they got to stop the leak. We don't need the storm before they stop the leak. They got to stop the leak first, then we need the storm.
Keeping it real, Dean Blanchard is a seafood wholesaler on the Louisiana coast.
I would have bet that he stays for the storm.
Would you?
Yeah.
That probably would have been my bet.
Hopefully
too.
Not
I think
on
the
his
odds
boat.
Are on it.
Not on his boat.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.